Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Hey, everyone. What's up? You're listening to Straight Up with Stassi. Normally, this is just my, like, extra podcast, which, well, let me introduce my guest real fast. I shouldn't have a guest right now because this is my extra, like, half an hour podcast. Well, I guess that's what it just is supposed to be.
But I'm a really good extra, like, on Vanderpump Rules, so.
You know what? You're just, like, really good at extra work. That's where, you know what? Fuck comedy.
Yeah.
You know what? Ariana, maybe I'm on your side. Maybe I'm on Ariana's side. Like, tap into your extra work talent.
Yeah.
You know? I brought on Rachel again because, well, she's funny. And it makes my job so much easier. And she doesn't realize that, like, I'm only, you know, I'm basically friends with her because she's one of the funniest people I know. She's
also
not even a good person.
I drink as much as you do.
Well, that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
and
you're
we
not.
We buy clothes together.
Well, okay, fine. We're
all
the same person.
Yeah, well, pretty much.
Well, I just called myself funny. But you know what? I'll take the funny part out. I'll say we do. We like the same stuff. We like shopping online and bargains and expensive things. And we also like alcohol. So there's that.
We are old money.
Oh. We have so much
that?
To talk about. Are we
know,
really going to drop that right
drop
now?
That now?
What was I just about to say, though? I had a thing that I was like, ooh, I got it. Are you sure? We have to.
We drop it later.
No, we have to drop it
no,
now. You said it.
Now. We're teasing it now.
You have to. Okay.
We're teasing it for
do
like
I just,
a couple weeks.
Do I write this on my notebook in my notebook and say.
We have a new hashtag. Steal it from us, though.
You guys, we have this thing that we're working on right now. It's like a kind of a hashtag or maybe a way of life.
It's called a movement.
Yeah, it's a movement.
It's like the 60s when women were like not going to wear bras and be free.
Yes.
But we're trying to like wear bras and be kept, you know?
Well, that's a teaser if I ever heard one. So I like want to drop it, but I won't.
Maybe we'll drop it at the end of the podcast.
Or maybe you'll just have to listen. Maybe you'll just have to keep listening to my podcast. Speaking of
Spoiler
which, if you guys can go, because I didn't realize I was supposed to be doing this the whole entire year, please go to iTunes and subscribe to Straight Up with Stassi and please review me. But like, if you're going to give me a bad review, don't. So only go and review me if you're going to give me 5 stars and write a nice thing.
All I wrote was, Stassi, please drink more, period.
And that was the best one I've gotten yet. Mm-hmm. But I guess I didn't realize that's something that I guess I should be saying. And I would very much appreciate it. My bosses would very much appreciate it if you did that, which would make my life so much easier. And I wouldn't have to drink as much.
Well, who wants that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Let's blame it on the podcast, Stassi.
Yeah, blame it on the pod. I blame my drinking on the podcast. So, I'm supposed to be doing this on my own. And I'm actually trying to come up with, because I've been talking to my bosses about because every time I fill out my form about I send in all the information about each podcast I do and I write you write the summary and the keywords and the title, everything like that. And I'm like, I don't know what to title all of these little 30-minute podcasts. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And so I asked them for advice and they said, well, maybe it should be either Ask Stassi, hashtag Ask Stassi, and that will be the title of everyone, and then with a colon, and then the theme, or it could be hashtag Khaleesi questions. So I'm like, that's
ooh,
good
like
too. I like both too. So if you guys have an opinion, I need feedback, or if you have anything
I
other
have an
than
opinion
that,
on, how do you spell Khaleesi?
Well, I think that it's Khaleesi. But I'm not exactly sure. I should probably.
But you could lose followers on not knowing how to spell it.
That's what it. Well, I could also
or
yes.
Hashtags. I guess.
And if someone's listening to my podcast for the first time, they might be like, "What the fuck is a Khaleesi question?" I'm not clicking on that episode.
Perhaps.
So should I just do hashtag ask Stassi.
I mean, you made your Twitter just Stassi, so I feel like you've committed to the game.
You know what? Thank you. You just answered my question.
That's who you are.
You
now.
Hear it here now. I now just made my. I was about to just like get all of. I asked my listeners.
There's Prince.
To,
there's Beyonce.
And then there's Stassi.
Just with like, you know, like less like pigment in her skin and singing talent. But you know what I mean.
Hey, who says I don't have singing talent? Zero. At all.
You did
none.
Musical theater.
Yeah, that's when I like pretend to be like, I don't know, like another character and I like sing like a baby or something, you know? Side note, shout out to freaking Lily Vieira, I think. Yeah, so if you haven't noticed, Khaleesi's, I am no longer a two-named person. I only go by one name, and that is Stassi, and that is at Stassi on Twitter. Seriously, the fact that I talked about this on my podcast a few times, this amazing human being, Lily, messaged me and basically said, go in like a plebeian or a plebeian, however.
Sorry, what's that?
Said.
What?
It's like a commoner, a peasant, what we are. Standard basic bitches, and go on twitter.com and look up contact us and file a complaint or something like that. And I like literally went through the because I'm sorry, I asked my publicist to do this for me. I was like, at Stassi is just an egg, no one uses that, so like I deserve it, right? And so, yeah, no, they didn't do
just
that
like
for
Hitler
me.
Hitler deserved to have, I don't know, shut up.
Which makes me feel like, did you really try hard? Like, what did I have publicists if they couldn't figure that out? Like, I had to go and do it myself.
Didn't care enough to do it.
But that the one thing that they should do is care. What? That's like the only thing that I ask. It's like, try. Just like try. Otherwise, like, why am I hemorrhaging money out of my like asshole or vagina or any hole in my body? Because publicists are the most expensive thing in the world.
You always reference your asshole.
I don't know. I just like have a thing with it. But like I loved them. As like I love my pub. Like I love them. Like they're so nice and cool and fun and whatever. But like seriously, how come they couldn't do this for me? And so I went on Twitter. I went through her steps. I did it. Nothing happened. And then she emailed me again and was like, did you go through what I told you to do? Like I work for Twitter and I'm like trying to walk you through the
this
steps.
Girl sounds like the shit.
She is. And I wrote her back while I was in San Diego to see the Justin Bieber concert with Katie. And I was on the way to the concert in the Uber being like, yes, I did it. And on my phone. And then when I got out of the Justin Bieber concert, all of a sudden I got all of these tweets from people. And then Kristen Doty texted me being like, why did you change your handle? And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea what anyone's talking about right now. And then it just happened. While I was
like
in the
magic.
Justin Bieber, like it was like magic. Like Lily is a witch, or if she's a man with a woman's name, a warlock.
Whatever.
And she helped it along, and I asked for her address
Own
so I could
it,
send
Lily.
Her something. And
she
hasn't sent me it, so I'm just gonna have to like stalk her again on her email and be like, no, for real, send me your address.
That's so cool.
So I can send you a thank you note. So you guys, I'm just at Stassi. So basically,
how'd you come up with that? I mean, obviously, like, you knew, like, Cher and, like, Madonna and, like, Prince.
Because I have a weird name. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
I have a weird name. And this is what I thought it was important. And this is what I wrote in my.
You mean you thought you were important?
Slightly. And so when I wrote in my, like, common thing, when I filed, like, a little Twitter complaint, I was like, listen, I have a podcast called Straight with Stassi. I have a blog called Style by Stassi, even though I haven't used it in a while. But Stassi is more important than my last name, and it would just help if I ever am doing other things with my career and like just building that. And I'd appreciate it if you helped out.
It does fit your brand.
Helped somebody.
It's not like I could be like, fuck Rachel Ray and that Rachel E. Cook girl. Like, screw those bitches. I should just be the only Rachel.
Listen.
Yeah. No one else is Stassi.
I hated my name growing up all the time because I thought I was weird, and it came in handy.
I would love it if I had a weird name.
Kids
my
don't like it.
My sister had kind of a cool name. Natalia Christina O'Brien. I was Rachel Nicole O'Brien, the farmhand. Is
yeah,
what I sound
was your
like.
Sister's name. Now I feel like
yeah,
a really
she's
bad
fancy.
Friend. Yeah,
she's
she
a
is fancy.
Name.
She sounds like a little something that we want to tell you guys about.
Ty is jazzy. Ty is like you, kind of like snotty and like.
Well, no,
like
you've told me that.
I know
you've told me that, but I didn't. Oh, maybe that's why I didn't know her name was Natalia, because you say that. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I say Talia.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes more sense, because I'm like, I didn't know her name was Natalia or whatever like that. Yeah. So at Stassi, hashtag never forget. Lily, send me your fucking address so I can send you a care package and it will be a good one.
What up, Lily?
What? Shout out to Lily. Okay. So I can't remember what we were just talking about.
We were talking about
the fact that I don't want to do my job, so I'm just like having you here to help me do my job.
Well, there was that, but we had something we were supposed to talk about.
Oh, no. I mean, I was going to talk about what happened to me last night.
Oh, that was important.
But, I mean, it's not that important, but I guess I'll share it.
I was trying to be supportive.
You're always, you know, you're passive aggressively trying to be supportive. Per use. No, I was just kidding. I love you. But so last night, Kristen Doty's mom was in town. Shout out to Faye.
Faye is an angel.
Yeah. Where does Kristen get her psychoness from?
I don't know.
Didn't see it in her.
Well, I think Faye has fight in her.
I don't know.
Well, she's no Kristen.
No, no Kristen. She reminds me of like all of my boyfriend's families because I date people from Michigan.
Okay.
So I was just I feel like I relate to you.
Yeah.
You know what? She takes no bullshit, but she's like super nice.
It's
You know that Midwestern, just like really nice and
thin, tan.
Yeah, thin. What the fuck?
Well, actually, that's not really normal from the Midwest. No offense, but she's tan, like Middle Eastern tan, because they're from Michigan,
Dearborn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
she's like dark tan. I'm gonna kill myself.
The
now.
Kind of tan that I want to be, because she doesn't have to spray tan and get like triple mocha fudge shit put in her spray tan. No, she doesn't have to spray tan at all.
Take it away.
She just has to walk. Yeah. Okay. So we all went to dinner last night. Rachel went. Annabelle went. Katie. Everybody went. Sheena went. Brittany went. Everybody went. It's like, and my mom came. So it was like a big girls' dinner at Sir. And everyone kind of, you know, we went out to another bar. It was like a big girls group thing. You left. Everybody left. And at the end of the night, it was.
I don't like to drink as much as they do.
I don't know why you went home early. It didn't make sense. Well, no, you like to go home early, but you like to drink. So it was just kind of
like home with like a good like 7-stage blackout. But
totally. Well, I was just
in bed at that point.
Listen, I had goat cheese balls, crispy chicken, and mashed potatoes because I thought it was going to be like an all night party thing. So like I prepared.
I ate half of your chicken. You gave me half of it.
Whatever. Doesn't matter. And so that's why I was like, I want to stay out. My mom wants to stay out too. Everybody left and it was just me and my mom. Then all of a sudden, Sheena comes trickling in, her little bitty body. Yeah, oh, because God. She's just so tiny now.
She
just
12 pounds.
12 pounds, just like coming in, being
They'll do that.
Actually, Shay's not even home yet. He's at the studio working. So I want to go out. I'm like, perfect. Somebody else is willing to go out. Mm-hmm. And we decided to go to the Abbey. And I had one of these weird experiences there, okay? Because it was me, my mom, and Sheena. And you know what? Like, we have embarrassing moments all the time. Like, when people come up to you and ask for your photo to be taken and all of that stuff. And, like, there have been moments, like, where, I mean, you can say.
Well, I was just going to say, it's really, well, what are we talking about now?
Well,
just,
you can go
when
into.
When you say the Abbey and embarrassing, I'm thinking of something else. But yes. Yes. When, lead in again. Stassi, tell us about the Abbey.
Okay.
Give us a sentence.
I'm just scared that the story isn't even going to be that interesting. So I'm just going to keep telling it. Okay, so we were standing at the bar having fun, and this guy comes up to me. This gay guy comes up to me with somebody else in it, but I can't remember because I was drinking. And
and people always do come up to them, like in Sur or the Abbey or whatever.
Well, especially
there.
In that area.
Yeah, of course.
And so he was just talking to me. He's like, oh my God, like, I love you, da 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 da, and like saying all this, and he's like, but seriously, and it's like he like buttered me up for a second, like for about like 45 seconds, and then all of a sudden, just like he's like, now I'm gonna drop it or something. He's like, but really, like, Sheena is like really what's pretty, and like keeps telling me that, and I'm like, well, you should tell her, and I'm like, what, kind of drunk, and I'm like, why are you? this is odd.
They were like, listen,
I'm
sir.
I'm like, then just, why are you coming? Sheena is right next to me.
I got a chin implant and I got my boobs reduced for people to tell me I was pretty.
I got a little, like.
You don't need to walk up to my friend and ruin my night.
I have a lot of help. You know what I mean?
I've been working on this shit.
Yeah.
This is hard work.
But I'm like, but it was very odd because Sheena and I were right next to each other. So it's like, he's coming up to me and he's buttering me up. And then he's like, but Sheena is really what's pretty. And she's
Did she
just,
hear it?
No. Because it was so loud in there. And so he keeps telling me, and I keep telling him, I must have said like 5 times. I'm like, tell her, she'll really appreciate that. Because I thought it was actually just like an innocent thing. Yeah. Like,
she's,
I thought,
obviously beautiful.
I didn't think he was like being rude. Like, I thought, like, at first I didn't think he was being rude. I thought he was being like, but really, like, what I really. And I'm like, maybe he just doesn't recognize her right there. I don't understand. So I'm like, tell.
Was he trying to insult you? I'm actually hearing this story for the first time. This is not fake.
Well, I'm trying to figure out if he, well, just, so he keeps doing this. And I'm like, dude, tell her. Like, she's right there. Like, now this is just, like, kind of annoying.
Yeah.
And so he's just like, oh, my God, Sheena, can we take a photo? And I'm like, I'll take it for you guys. Because he just spent, he said way more than that. He was just like, Sheena's my favorite. She's this, she's that. I'm like, this is such a bizarre thing to say to me when you can be telling her or telling us at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just, like, let's all get along.
Yeah.
Harmony.
Yeah.
And so then I'm, when I'm finally.
Band. Yes.
Is that?
I don't know. Oh. Go ahead.
And so I'm like, I'll take the picture. Like, why don't I take a picture of you guys? And he's like, oh no, you can get in it. You can get in. I'm like, it's okay. It's okay.
He's
like,
giving you a courtesy. You can
right?
get
right. I know. So then I feel he's pushy enough to where I'm like, okay, I'll get in it. And this guy's like 4 feet tall. Sheena's like 4 feet tall. So I'm already on my bad side because Sheena claims the good side. Like, Sheena and I both have the same good side. So
oh,
does Kristen.
Really? Oh, shit.
Everyone has the same good side.
I think
side.
I have a different good side.
Well,
but I think I give up on
it,
though.
You.
Well, I give up on it, though. I'm just like, ah, they care more than I do.
Well, see, that's what I do. I'm like, you know what? I'll let Kristen and Sheena have it. And every time that I say that and I look at the photo after, I'm like, I'm never going to do that again. What do? I let them do it again. I always let them have the good side. So yet again, Sheena's tiny. This guy's tiny. Sheena has the good side. And I'm like, I'm ducking. You know what I mean? I'm going to bend my knees and get down to their level.
What else are you going
to
do?
I'm not going to stand.
It's survival now. It is survival.
It is survival. It's survival of the fittest. Yeah. It's like some Darwin shit.
Yeah.
It's like, we're getting deep.
You do what you got
to
do.
You have to do what you got to do. And especially surviving in a photo. I mean, that's
some hard shit.
That shit can be retweeted, regrammed, posted all over blogs.
Yeah.
You
know, terrible.
It's like, it's a lot of pressure to take a good photo. And I'm not going to let my big side just win because I wasn't on my good side. So I'm like, I'm going to duck. I'm going to go down. And he goes, no, get up. And I'm like,
what?
No. And I'm like, he's like, no, seriously, stand up. And we're literally like, he starts arguing with me. And Sheena's laughing because she doesn't know anything that's going on. My mom's taking the photo of us. And I'm like, no. And he's like, no, seriously. And it went on for so long that Sheena just like started being like, is this real? Like, is this like a real fight? And I'm just like, you asked to take a photo with us. If I want to duck, I'm going to fucking duck. You're 4 feet fucking tall.
Why was he so bossy?
He was so mean. So then I'm like, you know what? I don't, like, I'm now annoyed. I literally looked at him. I'm like, I'm annoyed. I didn't want to be in this photo anyway. Let me take it of you. I'm like, mom, give me the camera. And he's like, no, no. And then starts being like, no, get in it. Get in it. Stop being sour about it. Get in it. I'm like, no, I don't want to be in a photo with you. Like, you make me feel weird.
Bossy,
right? Like, who does that to somebody? We're just sitting here having a good time. And I love meeting like I love meeting people that like watch the show or listen to my pod. Like, that makes me so happy. But like, to be mean and just like, I could just, the whole thing was off. Like, for him to come up to me and just like start talking about how he thinks Sheena's the prettiest, and I'm like, well then tell her, like, go tell her, she'd be really happy to hear that.
Yeah.
And then to like then all of a sudden be like, no, stand. I'm like, you want me to tell
your direction?
It was
weird.
I'm like, what? It was such a mind fuck to the point where I got upset and it almost ruined my night because I started like tearing up after the photo was taken. Because I'm like, I'm not getting back in. Sorry, dude. I'll take the photo. I took one. I didn't even look at it. It was probably blurry. I don't fucking know. Gave it back to him. And he's like, seriously, got all like.
Wow, how bossy is this little militant?
I'm not even actually exaggerating this right
buddy.
Now because he got all like, you know, when you wave your hand in front of someone being like, oh, really, you're going to do this? And Sheena could tell I was getting upset. She's like, you should probably go. Like, no, just go. And then I told her what happened. She's like, oh, obviously she didn't hear it. Like, I'm like, it was just weird. Like, everything was weird. And he just made me feel bad about it. Was just odd.
That's so intense.
I just didn't feel good. So then he comes back like 10 minutes later. And so then Sheena's like, no, like, you made my friend feel like shit. And I was like, okay,
well, good for her for
thank you, Sheena.
For you.
Like, yeah, because it's hard when like there's a fan, like somebody who like really likes you and you don't want to be mean. And I really appreciated that she was like that. And I literally was like, dude, like, please stop. Like, he wanted to take another photo. And I feel like probably because the one with him and Sheena didn't turn out well. So
but he could stalk her somewhere else.
It was like such like a weird, like,
it's so weird.
It made me feel so weird. It really almost ruined my night. I was about to be like, I just want to go. Like, this just killed my buzz. Yeah. I kind of feel down on myself right now because it's just, if I want to fucking duck because I'm bigger than all of you, let me duck. Like, seriously, you just told me that I'm not that hot. So like, really? Like, let me fucking duck.
Maybe he was trying to like put you down so he could like maybe date you later. That's a thing.
Well, this is my new rock bottom.
Is it?
No, but I mean, I'm never going to forget it. Anti shout out to this person.
I often, every time I go places with Stassi and Kristen, Sheena and Katie, I expect to be the photo taker. Even if like someone is like, Rachel, like, get in it. I'm like, oh, they're just like, they're being nice. And so like, I like lean back and like take the photo and I feel like I'm like their like fan bodyguard or something. And then if I am in the photo, I like lean into it like awkwardly, like, I don't know if they like really wanted me on it. Like as if the fan is more important than I am. Like, I want to impress their like fucking parents are going to show the photo to, or their like high school.
You're so polite too.
I like taking the photo. I would just take the photo, then awkwardly be like, do you want me in it? I don't know.
Like, I wish you would like, just embrace the getting in it. Like, you just have to like embrace the getting in it.
But half the time people don't know who I am. So I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, but if they watch the show, if they didn't know who you were at the time, they then would look at the photo again and be like, oh,
yeah, but how dorky is that of him? Just like, I'm in it too. And I just like get all excited and like pose like,
but it's not about getting excited. It's not about that, because you're not like that. It's like, you're a friend. You're my friend. And you're on the show. You're a comedian.
But still, it's more just like, you. There's a weird thing when a fan comes up to you and they care a lot about like a certain thing. Well, you know that with Sheena.
Yeah. No,
like if they're just like, they hone in on something they care about and you're standing there and you're like, do you want me to like help you? Should I help you like access my friend? Do I like, what do I do? Do I take the photo? Do I?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Now, because I had that experience, I get it.
Yeah, it's weird.
But see, normally like we all deal with this all the time, because like someone will go up to Chris. We'll all be in a group.
Yeah.
Someone will go up to Chris and be like, oh my God, I love you. Da, da, da. Can I take a photo? Yeah, yeah. And then me, Katie and Sheena are there. And we're like, I don't know. Like, I don't really know what to do. And then like it'll happen to Katie or it'll happen to Sheena. It'll happen to everybody. And then I get it's an awkward position because
I'm not like offended by it. I actually think it's funny. I would rather like take the photo than be like inserting myself.
Should we kill ourselves right now?
I mean, we could.
I think that like the fact that we're talking about that, like,
well, we're terrible people
coming up to take photos of. Yeah. You know what?
This is not interesting.
I give anyone permission to turn this podcast off and never listen again, because
I don't blame you.
We sound like brats.
Go and listen to people that have like real things to deal with.
I mean, in you're a like, world,
this is real. This is real.
Fuck.
Well,
I'm really sorry. I really am sorry.
I'm sorry too.
In other news, really fast. hey, are you drinking wine right now? You should be. Are you not drinking wine because you just don't have it in your kitchen? That sucks. Maybe you should join Club W, because if you were at home right now, I mean, if you are still at home right now and you were a part of Club W, you would actually have like, I'm not going to say gourmet wines because that doesn't make sense. That literally doesn't make sense at all. But like legit wines in your apartment, because Club W is like a subscription based wine situation. If you go to clubw.com, you get to fill out this quiz, and it's like such an easy quiz, and the website's so easy to use. And you answer like maybe like 6 questions or whatever on what your wine preferences are. And based on that, Club W will tailor wine selections for you. and send you wine to your front door so that you never run out. So, what the heck are you waiting for right now? Seriously, it's the best situation. I'm so lazy. I hate going to the grocery store. I hate getting in my car. I hate walking. I hate doing anything. Everyone knows I really love convenience. It's my favorite thing in the whole entire world. And besides the fact that Club W is so convenient, I just really like that it gives everybody an opportunity to learn about different wines, because I feel like after being a member of Club W, I'm learning more about wines because they will send me things that they think I will like. Obviously, like, you can choose your own wines if you want. So if you want to do that on Club W, you can. But what's great about it is that, like, if you choose to, like, have them send you whatever they recommend, you're just learning about, you know, what your taste is.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, the first day the rest of your life.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is the first. Right now,
it's the first day of the rest of your life.
If you join Club W, it is the first day of the rest of your life. Thank you for that, Rachel. That was fucking brilliant. But I'm offering you guys an amazing deal because Club W is offering my listeners, my Khaleesi's, 50% off your first order when you go to clubw.com/Stassi. So you don't have to type in my code at the end. It's a URL. clubw.com/Stassi. Order your wine and you get 50% off. That's like free. You know what I mean? That's like so cheap, especially if you order a bunch at one time. That's like a lot. So you guys never go thirsty again, or like thirsty in the way that you don't want to go thirsty. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
Well, I know you know what I mean.
That's the worst.
This is going to be an extra long podcast. I know it's only supposed to be 30 minutes, but I just have a lot to talk about. I know this is like the email podcast and I'm going to get to a few emails at the end, but I have Rachel here and I'm just going to abuse her and take advantage of her talent. And
I mean, most people have on Vanderpump Rules.
That's a joke. That's a joke. Moment of silence.
That's a joke. Actually, I love the producers.
No, we didn't mean the producers.
If
you watch a show, you know, if somebody is, well, just
abused and used
Rachel.
Anywho, what are we talking about? And we should get to emails as well.
Well, we are going to get to emails. Why are you in a rush right now? You can tell me.
I'm really not.
Okay. Well, I just want to talk about one thing and then we can.
I'm actually like trying not to take over your podcast by saying
I that. Love when people take over my podcast. Oh, you're being polite, being like, yeah, oh, being I polite. See what you're saying, because you know what I have to get to. Well, I want to talk about like something major that happened to me this week and I don't know whether to be like happy or sad. So a few years back, like 3 years back. It's what you think I'm going to talk about, but
I'm actually not sure.
Yeah, no, you know. Okay. I went to a little beauty party with Katie Maloney and her Pucker and Pout blog partner, Jennifer Biswas. I never know if I'm saying that right. Because it's like B-I-S-W-A-S. And it's like Biswas. Is there like a...
So that I'm sounds
just like,
jazzy.
I'm just going to say... her. I'm going to be like Jen B. You know what I mean?
Jen B.
Like she's on The Bachelor.
There you go.
Just be like Jen B. Like
R&B, Jen B. It's all the same.
It sounds the same. Yeah. And shout out to her. I love her. Anyway. So
what up, Jen B?
We realized that we were both into scary shit. We both love haunted houses. We love scary movies. We love ghosts. We love supernatural stuff. We bonded over that. And so as we were talking about that this night, she was like, oh my God. Have you ever been to like the murder house in Los Feliz? And I'm like, no. What the fuck is that? She's like, it's a beautiful. I mean, I don't know what constitutes like a mansion.
It's like it's a Los Feliz Spanish style mansion. Yes,
it's pretty fucking big. Yeah. Okay, and it has been no one's lived in it since 1959, and it's very hard to get to like. It's a very famous house because I guess 1957, something like that.
I think it's 59. I think 1959 right
is when no one's lived there. So like it's years before.
Keep talking. I'm looking it up.
A doctor bought this house who had three children and a wife. And they moved into this house and no, I think, yeah, 1959.
I'm looking it up.
Dr. Harold Perelson. He murdered on, well, on December 6, 1959. He murdered his wife and his teenage daughter, and he couldn't, or no, he had,
no, he attempted to murder his, yeah.
So he murdered his wife and attempted to murder his teenage daughter and the two younger siblings. But like the daughter, like, woke up like with bloody murder screams and like caught him. What was it? Wait, what really was it?
She felt the hand, or she sensed the hand coming over his head.
But do you remember what he killed them with?
A hammer.
Oh, it was a hammer.
Yeah, it was a hammer.
I mean, he's a doctor. He couldn't get like more creative. No, he had to use a hammer.
He beat the wife. Sorry, my headpiece fell off. He beat the wife with a hammer, and then the daughter sensed the hand coming over her head, and he hit her, but she was like aware of it and then woke up.
You're right. Yes.
So it was a hammer, like a psycho.
Okay. And then he killed himself because his daughter became aware of it and he realized probably like, I mean, I don't know what was going through his head.
And spared the two other little kids,
I guess. So after that, a family moved in, I guess. I mean, this part is tricky. We're trying to figure out the story. Like, I didn't know about this part until what I'm about to tell you guys. But all I knew was this guy, this doctor, killed his mom, his wife, tried to kill his children.
But the Christmas tree part is important. That's before you went there. There was a Christmas tree and presents that are very like nothing happened in the house. It's like it's literally like someone fled the house on Christmas Eve with a tree and presents from the 60s or 1959.
So everything was preserved.
Yes.
So when
and Jen, that's an urban legend.
Yeah. So when Jen, Katie, and I decided, we literally at like midnight, three years ago or something, decided, you know what? We're going to drive to this house. Katie wouldn't get out of the car because, well, she's like supernatural sensitive. So she doesn't like to like mess with it. So me and Jen went, and I mean, this isn't an easy house to get to. Like all the neighbors know about it. So like they don't like people driving up there. But even if you park your car, you still have to walk up a mountain and then walk up tons of, not a mountain, but like a hill. Like you have to walk up a little more and then upstairs.
Is that how they lived there?
I mean, I'm sure you could drive. There was a driveway they could drive into. Yeah. But we're not.
And you're not much of a stair walker.
No, I'm not.
Like, you're not a stair walker.
It's not my favorite thing.
Yeah, it's not. She doesn't really like to work on the glutes. Anyways.
Yeah. Well, now I know why I'm just like a little soft.
As am I.
I'd rather be soft than walk the stairs.
I like it. But it's old money. Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
But Jen and I walked up the stairs and we walked around the whole entire house, peered in the windows. And I remembered like the most like insane memory I had was that I saw all the old cars still in the back in the garage.
The same cars?
The same exact cars from 1959 or whatever. And I can't remember. I remember there was furniture and everything still in the house and like all of that stuff. But I couldn't remember exactly what it was. But it was so scary. Like, it was so scary. It was right when I started dating Patrick.
So scary.
So we were in a long distance relationship. And I remember calling him and I told him this story the other day and he remembered it. And the other day. Okay, so now the other day, Jen messaged me and Katie and said that this house has finally gone on sale for $2.75 million. And my first, like, emotional reaction, I guess, my visceral reaction was, like, bummed. Because I'm like,
because you weren't murdered. Come on.
No.
I know.
Because, well, I mean, I want a good, like, goodbye story. So.
You'll have one.
Hopefully.
That's creepy. Why did I say that?
I mean, I'd like a story like that, but I'd like to be older when it happens, you know? I mean, I just like, you know, I have a flair for the dramatics and I just feel like my ending should be the same way.
How do you've hidden that so well?
And I was just disappointed that I'm like, I'm not in a place where I can buy this house. That makes me sad. Because I've always wanted to live in a haunted house. I mean,
live.
Yes. Not
visit.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, the more that I think about it, the more like I'm not sure I'd want to live in a haunted house like that was like that intense. Like,
where the husband killed the family with a hammer.
Maybe not that, but like I love haunted houses and I don't really get scared by that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like where like lights are flickering on and off. Like that's like, oh, I'll sleep in my room and like maybe my light is like being controlled by a ghost. Not if like the light is being controlled by the ghost of someone who hammered his wife in the head.
Honestly, the more I think about it, because you just described flickering, like lights flickering, I've never had an experience like that. That maybe if I actually did experience that, I'd shit my pants more than any other fucking person.
Probably.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that actually just freaked me out.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it would me too. I just kind of have experienced it.
Really?
I've told you this.
Wait, what can you re-say it again? Can you just like refresh my memory?
The apartment that Jax and I lived in on Franklin and
Cherokee. You did say something like that. Yeah, I remember.
And there was
you
like
saying,
a known like ghost kid that like did shit in the hallway. I didn't really experience that, but I came home once, walked in, and it was like, you know what, like in an old bathtub, they cranked both like on like or hot and cold.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. And it was just like gushing out. But it was like right when I walked in, it started gushing out. And I was like, what the fuck?
Okay, no, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I've
no,
told
you didn't.
That.
You did not
yes,
tell
I
me
have.
That. No, you didn't. Then I was wasted. Or on my new drug called weed.
Or just Stassi.
No. Am I just...
No, I'm just joking. No, I mean,
you
like,
did not
always
tell
wasted.
Me that.
Yes, I have. I've told you that
no,
building was
that's
haunted.
Fucking no, yeah, you've said that.
I think Jax had moved out by that point.
You never said that you walked into your apartment and there was
literally
gushing.
No, it happened after I walked in. And then all of a sudden water started
even
pouring
even worse,
out.
No. I would remember something like that. That's insane.
Well, everyone said that building was... It looked like the chateau, like the old chateau cat. Like
it doesn't. Oh, so because it looks old, then it's like NBD. The water just decided to turn on and like gush water.
I mean, I assumed it was a ghost because everyone said it was. They said there was like a kid ghost that would like play some sort of like old fashioned like ball in the hallway.
Okay, that's
I don't know.
Really fucking scary, Rachel. Like that's really see nothing. Like I want things like. Oh, that was a motorcycle.
Oh, my God. I literally almost
this
was
like, this is my time.
Oh, my God.
This is my time.
Oh, my God. I just got so scared. I just got freaked out because I'm like, I'm trying to talk about how, like, I want scary things like that to happen to me. And I try for them and they never happen. And then I just like heard a sound and we both went silent. I'm like, okay, no, that was a motorcycle outside the window. It's whatever. That's scary.
Maybe you scare ghosts away.
Well, I've always said, like, I'm offended that like orbs don't show up in my photos. Like, why don't ghosts want to stalk me? I don't
I
get
would
it.
Hope that I would scare ghosts away.
You
no.
should be proud of that.
Really? Should I? Maybe I should look at it differently. You're more positive than I am. Should
well,
I just
like,
be like,
you're like you're,
my
you're
resting bitch face is just like that,
yeah.
that good.
I feel like I have more resting bitch face than you though. You're so nice to people.
Yeah, because I'm a nice person.
But so am I, but like I don't have time to like be nice.
No, I think you are actually very nice too.
It's in my soul.
No,
but
I think
I'm actually
no,
not as nice.
I think we have bitchy shtick.
Okay.
Both of us have maybe. Bitchy shtick, but we're both very nice to anyone.
I actually think you're nicer. You're very nice to like waiters or like anyone that like you're very polite. You're very good at small talk.
So are you.
Really?
Yes.
I feel like I like my like I start to have like a panic attack and like
no,
I'm like,
I maybe in your
I'm like, oh,
maybe
I was a fat kid from like fifth grade. And
yeah,
I'm
but I went through that. No, I mean no. You're good. You're very good. So the ghost
is
like both of us.
Counselor. Anyways,
well, what do you want to major in? I can help you with that.
Comedy.
Okay, so you guys, this house is for sale. $2.75 million. Soup's disappointed that I don't have the means to purchase that right now. Rachel and I actually talked through it because I was like,
what can we do?
If I had good credit.
Do we pool the funds?
Could I do something? And Rachel's like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
You are a loser. You don't have
no,
anything.
No, I didn't say you were a loser. It's just like, it's hard to like, you know, there's landscaping and like taxes and.
Well, also I don't have $2.7 million.
Well, there's that too.
I don't. Have anything close
that's the only,
to
that's the only small
anything
part of it.
Like
yeah,
that
yeah.
but
yeah.
I was just like thinking in some like ghostly magician
well,
mindset
the, like the gods would want you to have
yeah
a,
that's what I felt like so I was like is there something we can do like
Who do we have to kill? Yeah. Oh, too soon. Anyways.
But seriously, and when I went back and looked at all the photos, because now they've cleared out. And oh, what I wanted to say about the Christmas tree thing is I can't, because now when I read this, there's this whole article in the Hollywood Reporter, and you guys should go look it up. If you, it's on my Twitter. I posted a link to it. And they have the whole story because somebody did a, I think a book on it that I should purchase because I would love this. Yeah. And they have all the details about like the families that lived there and all that stuff and what's gone on and the fact that it's up for sale now. And I clicked on the link because, oh, the Christmas tree thing. Mm-hmm. You said that it was left with Christmas trees and I can't remember if
I don't know why. Okay. So
I can't remember if I actually saw a Christmas tree when I went because, you know, sometimes when you hear something and your memory changes. Because you
read it.
And so, like, I don't want to say that I saw a Christmas tree.
Happened, I think, not because the murders. Okay. First of all, we should not be so excited about murders. We know that. But the murders happen like.
Murder is fun.
Well, you know, if you're going to kill, like, someone named James.
DJ James.
Anyways, I was. All right. So, well, that's not that nice, but he's done worse.
Okay. I don't care.
So. The thing is that the family, the murder happened on Christmas Eve, right? Or around then?
December 6th.
Well, the tree would have been up, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
December 6th, 1959.
Okay, then that clears it up. The tree would not have been up. So then another family bought it. Maybe, but all the presents and stuff.
Listen, after Halloween, the day after Halloween,
tree up for yourself,
I say you can listen to Christmas music. So I get the Christmas tree as soon as I possibly can.
Just because you wrap presents for yourself under your own goddamn tree.
No one needs to know that.
Well, you heard it here. No, the thing is, it's another family bought it after this whole thing happened. And then the paranormal thing happened.
Then another paranormal thing. Yes.
Well, first it was murder.
Yeah.
Now it's paranormal.
And then paranormal. Yeah. Murder and then paranormal. It's like 2 + 2 = 4.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A difference.
Murder.
It's all not great, but it's different.
Yeah.
So second family fled. And that's why there's this urban legend that the tree is preserved because they fled on like Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And that's why the urban legend is that the tree is preserved and then all the presents are underneath it. They bought the home, didn't know all this happened, and then they fled because of all the shit.
So that is the urban legend, and I'm going to be honest, as much as I would love to be like, yes, the Christmas tree, pretty sure I'd remember that. So,
well, I feel like I want to go see it, but now someone's going to take it down.
Well, no, you can't see it now because they cleared
it.
So the people that are selling it, whoever the fuck that is, cleared everything out. Everything that was, but I'm telling you, it was old furniture. When I did see it, and I looked in the windows. It was old furniture. Like it was.
Oh, so it was still staged.
Yeah, it was still staged. I feel like I would have remembered seeing a Christmas tree. That's pretty
intense. The fact that it was still untouched.
Yeah.
And the cars were still. Wow.
And the cars were still there. Like it was an experience.
I feel.
It was really
so
like,
excited that you saw that.
Thank you. It was like really cool. It was like awesome. It was like finally being able to see something that like I just watch on movies and I research.
That's crazy.
It was cool. So now that it's for sale, they stripped it all of that. And so they put all of the photos online of what you would be purchasing. And so I'm here on my podcast to say, if any of you buy me this house, I will live there with you and or marry you. So there's
that.
Do
you mean that?
Fuck,
you would
yes,
live
I do.
In a house.
Yes, because you know what?
People were murdered.
This is how I feel
it's
about
bad juju.
I don't think so because I've lived in a million places and I love that kind of stuff and nothing bad has ever happened to me. And I lived in an apartment where I found out a year in someone committed suicide in my bedroom.
Yeah. Well, that's depressing as shit.
It was scary as shit when I found
out.
They're
supposed to tell you right when you rent it.
Yes.
So that's annoying.
Well, I heard that and nobody told me that. And but nothing bad ever happens to me. And I feel like that's because I have good intentions.
I have good intentions and I feel like I hear that shit.
No, but you, meaning, yes, you do have good intentions. That's why you haven't been haunted by like a weird thing.
There was,
or at least that's what that's why I tell, what I tell myself. Or like, I feel like.
Yeah, but you're going to purposely move into a place that's haunted by a hammer ghost?
I just feel like I would make it what I want it to be. You know, I that redesign very, it.
Way more optimistic than I thought you were.
Listen, I'm negative impressed. About a lot of stuff, but ghosts and stuff like that. I mean, people die everywhere. We've been on this earth for billions of years. Are you telling me that dinosaurs haunt us? Because they died here.
But you believe in hauntings and stuff.
Absolutely, because I love it. So I love it. I'm fascinated.
By, like, nice ghosts?
Yeah.
Like, oh, like,
well,
a
how
sad
do we know that the ghost in there is mean? No one knows for sure.
Because he hammered his wife and
well,
his
what
kids?
If the ghost already found his way, a la The Sixth Sense, where Bruce Willis at the end is like, oh, fuck, I didn't realize it was a ghost. And though, so, like, the ghost that was haunting it before
the
finally
ghost
found
hammered his wife.
Yeah, but it's been 50 years since the last haunting, so, or 60 or 70, so, like, now...
Wait,
he probably,
so you have a new theory where ghosts dissolve?
Yes, that happens, because he already had his Bruce Willis moment where he realized he was a ghost and then passed on into the next dimension.
Are we talking about movies or ghosts?
Well, they're one... I mean, that's where
they're
I get my theories about so...
That is not the house.
Honestly, Rachel, and I want you guys... Anyone
and frankly, it's not priced low enough. But
anyone
what?
Listening to this right now, I'm talking to you. You sitting in your car, turning this podcast up volume wise because my voice
like,
is,
any service
is getting
anywhere else that you just have to.
Yeah,
like,
that, or like you're I'm working joking. Out or you're drinking wine and cleaning your house and you're listening to this being like, Stassi's fucking crazy. Rachel's right. I'm about to convince you otherwise. How many years have we been on this earth? Billions. How many years have humans been around? I don't really know the answer
yeah,
to that.
Like, I don't know what you're asking me to say. I don't know.
I don't know. But let's just say it's more than 7,000. Might not be, but let's just ballpark 7, it.
7,000 years? Well, no.
How, Neanderthals.
Saying that.
When were Neanderthals? Like, well, it wasn't a million. We haven't been around for a million.
I'm pretty sure we have, Ghetto.
No. A million? You think that humans...
God
Homo
damn it,
fucking
seriously?
Sapiens.
God, we're stupid.
I want you to Google.
I'm embarrassed right
I'm
now.
I'm going to laugh when I'm closer than you are because you just said a
I
billion.
I doubt it.
Just right. Google.
First year. Shut the fuck up. Talk about something else.
Just say
first,
how old are humans?
How old are humans?
Or how long have humans been around? How many years have humans been around?
How many years?
I'm not even going to try and like talk through this because I just want you. I want the build up to happen. I'm going to make a point right now.
I don't. Have you looked this up before?
No, I haven't, which is
why
I'm
really,
asking you.
I really believe you're going to be wrong.
Do I need
but
to
I, I'm
myself?
Happy to humble myself. I'm looking.
How many?
I'm on my fucking phone.
Years.
There we go.
How many years?
200,000 years.
Thank you. Not even close to a billion. In fact, it's closer.
You said 7,000.
In fact, I am so much closer. 7,000. 7,000 is so much closer than a billion.
Wait.
Or a million. Even a million, I'm still closer, right?
No. 6 million years.
Humans?
How long have our ancestors been on? Ancestors have been around for 6 million years.
Yeah, but define ancestor.
Well, we were loosely describing that.
I'm going to get so many tweets right now about people being like... You're,
could be a couple hundred, could be a couple.
Well, then how come
mil?
I only read about stuff like when people were able to, I don't know, like history
because
that I've been
they
taught.
Were only able to record it?
I mean, record is like etching something in a wall.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, fine. What is the answer so that I can teach everybody?
I mean, it was the first Google, search.
I'm just going to say this so that everybody knows.
God, John is going to hate
I'm
me
educating
for not knowing
people.
That. John's my boyfriend. I'm sorry, John.
How long have humans been on Earth? Well, our ancestors have been around for about 6 million years. Okay, does ancestors mean like dinosaurs or tadpoles or what does that even mean? Tall grays.
Depends on what you believe in.
Might be the tall grays bringing down
Depends
their spaceships.
On.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, while, okay, 6 million, the modern form of humans only evolved about 200,000 years ago. So every Khaleesi, all you, I am way off.
She owned it.
The most way off ever.
I mean,
so
God, we sound stupid. Though,
I should
go
shoot myself right now. But I still will be making my point with this. Actually, this made my point even greater. Okay.
It wasn't bad.
No. So I want you to think of
both of us were wrong.
Rachel, I want you to think of 200,000 years of human beings being born
yesterday when I was
being born and dying. How many people are on this planet? Like 6 billion, right?
I have no idea. But yeah,
don't make me Google another thing. I'm pretty sure it's like 6 billion.
Sure. Yes.
Okay. And we think that only some of these, like, so only some of the things that we're around are haunted, even though, like, what makes that little person that died so much more special that they get to haunt something more than the other billion, billion, billion people?
Because not a billion people killed someone with a hammer in a very specific house that no one ever lived in again.
Yeah, pretty sure that happened all the time.
Killed his family.
That's happened.
And then was the only person that haunted it.
Before they had newspapers, that shit probably happened all the time. In fact, that shit probably happens more that we don't even really know.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Exactly.
That, in that specific house.
Okay, but I'm
You're fighting with the devil. I'm pretty sure
something bad happened where my apartment is, even though my apartment was built on top of it.
Oh, yeah. No one's not saying that it hasn't.
But meaning terrible, terrible things have happened.
Yeah.
Technically, if you think, like, okay, rationally, we should all be haunted by things because so many effing people that have died tragically that we can't even wrap our brains around how many there are, because they're not even the amount of little grains in sand like it at the beach. Okay. That more than that, those people have died tragically. And I don't even mean peacefully.
I see tragically. I see what you're saying.
So,
but you want to move into a house where it's known.
Because I think hauntings are actually bullshit. I want them to be real. I want them to be real so desperately. So desperately.
You always say that you believe in this.
I believe in ghosts, but I just feel like they're not like these evil things.
No, I'm not saying it's evil. I'm saying they're there, though.
I'm saying that I think ghosts are everywhere.
Yeah, I believe that.
If ghosts exist, they're everywhere.
Okay, I've done
the Ouija board enough times that I know that ghosts exist.
But if people are nice and evil in just real life, you don't think they can be in afterlife? Like, if you're like a psychopath hammering your family to death, you don't think you're going to like all of a sudden be like, I'm a peaceful ghost, I'll just turn the light on and off?
I just think there are way more many, there are so many awful people that did things like that. That,
yeah, I agree. That's how I pick my boyfriends. I'm like, oh, I guess I hope they're not going to be like,
I'm about to drop the mic.
I hope they're not going to be like serial killers, but sometimes you run across one.
That was good. And I lost my train of thought because that was just, that's how I pick my boyfriends.
Hope.
Okay. This got weird. I'm just saying, I don't get scared by haunted houses because I feel like everything's fucking probably haunted because so many people have died everywhere, like, that it's just like really.
But I can't wrap my head around the fact that you would literally move into a home knowing something that tragic happened and be okay with it.
Because I think tragic things happened everywhere. We just don't know about them.
But yes, but something that tragic.
Of course it's tragic and I don't want to think about it, which is why I would.
You wouldn't be scared?
I would remodel everything. That's
what doesn't so, change the past.
So it would be different. I wouldn't be able to imagine.
You're braver than me.
I wouldn't be able to imagine like the thing going on because I'm like, oh, it looks different now. So like it's not.
It shouldn't be funny, but it is.
The way that it should be. So
I couldn't do it. I don't think I could move in there and just be like, I'm going to raise my baby and we're going to be in the room where Tommy was almost killed.
Well, lucky for you, you won't have to be coming over because I don't have 2.75 fucking million.
Oh, thank God.
But you know
that.
What? Like, I feel like that's a scam. They're not going to sell that for 2.75 million.
Well, some fucking weirdo like you might buy it.
I think that's like
you can afford it, but you know what I mean?
No, I can't. I can't afford. I couldn't even get an apartment.
Well, you know.
I am a rock bottom girl who has terrible credit. No one would ever.
You should figure out that shit.
I don't want to talk about it right now.
Hence your email.
I don't want to talk about it right now. I know. I don't want to.
Your lease with someone else.
I don't want to go into it right now.
I know she doesn't.
Maybe I will later. Not right now. Well, no. This has nothing to do with my bad shit. This has something to do with somebody else's bad shit. Anyway. Yeah. So that won't be my house. But I just feel like they started off at 2.75 million. It might sell for like something like so much less stories about it.
I think
it.
You're right. You're right.
That maybe I'll be able to buy it next year.
All right. I'm not coming.
Everyone,
there.
Rally for me, please.
God, if you're listening so to this right now, say, like,
please. Should I start a GoFundMe?
The house should not be alone. I feel bad for the house, but you're.
I feel bad for the house. I feel bad that we're. It's
well,
like,
frankly, maybe you know what? You're the right person for the house that you would not realize that that's.
The house is Ryan Gosling and I'm Rachel McAdams and something is keeping us apart.
Yeah.
And someone needs to help bring us together.
Yeah, that's a nice way to think.
You know what? That. If the house is a bird, I want to be a fucking bird.
Right. Is that what happened in the movie?
Remember, like, they're in the really when they're in the water and she's like, are you a bird? Say you're a bird. Are you fucking kidding me?
I mean, I guess I. Yes. You're so I know, not and romantic. He picks her up and like, ugh.
I don't like you at all.
I like you less.
Oh, but you know what I really do like inside of a house that's like really amazing and haunted. The only thing I feel like that could make me feel better about like that, or no, one of the main things is sheets.
Bowl and Branch.
Bowl and Branch sheets. Because it's like having a bit of like normal life in a haunted house.
Can we just say that Kristen has been obsessed with trying to get Bowl and Branch?
Yeah.
Over the last couple days.
So I'm like, Kristen, use my fucking code. So yeah. Kristen just moved into a new apartment with Carter, her boyfriend. And she's like, do you guys know what the best sheets are? Like, I don't know what to do. I need new bedding. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
That's all I talk about.
I'm like, Kristen, I used my own code for Bowl and Branch.
You slept in my sheets.
Yes, I'm like, you slept in my bed and you said, oh, Carter, what
out
was?
Here.
What the motherfuck? Seriously, you guys, if you're listening to my podcast for the first time, welcome. And I'm sorry. If you've been listening for a while, you know what I'm about to say. And I'm sorry for that, too. But B-O-L-L and branch.com is where you need to buy your sheets, bedding. You can get towels. You can get like throws. I'm telling you, this shit is so comfortable. It's like being in a 5-star hotel. And the reason they're able to sell sheets that feel like hotel style sheets for such a low price is because there's no middleman. You're not buying the sheets at Neiman Marcus or Nordstrom or even, dare I say it, Bed Bath & Beyond, where they have to mark the prices up because there's like a, you know, you sell them to that and then they sell it to you. No, you're going straight to the source. They specialize in this. That's why it's so comfortable. I'm telling you, I used my own code to get a deal on an extra pair of sheets so I can always sleep in Bowl and Branch on my bed. And also, side note, 3 U.S. presidents sleep on Bowl and Branch
sheets. Which ones?
I Googled that and I couldn't figure it out. And then a listener emailed me the answers to that and I forgot. I don't want to like give the wrong. I remember just being so excited by this email because I was like, oh my god, this person figured it out.
I feel
like
I might as well be though. I can't sleep with other people and I slept in your Bowl and Branch sheets with you.
Yeah, and you lasted way longer than you'd last with anybody else.
So same thing.
She doesn't like cuddling or touching people or being in the same
just
bed as
even
people.
Even like near people.
And the fact that she could sleep in my bed all night long was a big deal.
I was relaxed and happy.
Yeah.
God bless Bowl and Branch.
Right. And I'm giving you 20% off your entire order. So if you go there, bowlandbranch.com, B-O-L-L and branch.com, and use my promo code Stassi at the end, you get 20% off. 20% off is a big deal. So go and get fancy ass sheets because if you like, I don't know, when you have holidays or like people coming and visiting, especially, and you want to impress like your parents or whomever,
impress yourself.
Well, no, that's what I always say. But sometimes it's like sometimes I worry more about like when I have people come visit, like, oh my God, is this going to be nice enough for them?
You have a one bedroom apartment. So like, where are they sleeping?
All right.
I mean, besides,
you know, last year I had a 2-bedroom apartment, but I mean, thank you for reminding me.
Hey, it's no rock
that
bottom.
That I downsized. It's a slight rock bottom, if you know what I mean. But I still haven't gotten to... Can we... Okay. So we already went... I have one little thing left on my thing. I have to answer at least... We have to answer... Okay. We have to at least answer like some emails. I'm sorry. I just got really excited that Rachel was over. I have at least 2 main emails that I'm going to answer right now. Allison asked me... What is your opinion on therapy? Have any of us ever done any types of therapy and have we found it helpful?
I believe in it.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
I've done it a million times and I fucking love it. But I haven't done like different types. Although I've done like real therapy and I've done what's it called? Life coaches. Mm-hmm. I've done that and that's cool. And I just feel like any type of therapy helps. Like, whatever you believe in helps.
I think anything that it's an outside perspective and it's not your friends. So like your friends are going to have a you know, a perspective based on them. It's well, and so is a therapist. Like she's going to come in with her own life coming in on it. But I feel like anyone that doesn't know you and can like kind of like give you advice or lead in the right direction is like a good way to.
Well, I just feel like when you have like a safe place to talk, like what you just said, if
yeah,
it's somebody that doesn't have an opinion.
Yeah.
Or and she's that person isn't biased because they don't know anything. And mm-hmm. it gives you a place to express yourself.
Yeah.
You just unload.
Yeah.
And sometimes unloading is for me, unloading is better than getting advice.
Yeah.
I actually don't want advice from anybody. Like yeah. I want to be I don't listen to advice. I just want to be able to speak without somebody like mm-hmm. just getting out my feelings. And I feel like that is like what therapy is good for.
I agree. I feel like life is hard and I feel like all your friends will give you advice and like have opinions and like, you know, like whoever your therapist is will have an opinion. But like you can figure that shit out telling like 10 different people like, you know.
Yeah.
Might as well do it.
Agreed. That's what's up. I'm like super scared that my like battery is going to die. So I feel like I should. I mean, I have another
can
email
we charge
that I
it
saved.
While we're talking?
I mean, it's a full bar. I feel like we'll be able to like do one more. Okay. So someone messaged me and I'm sorry because I was copying and pasting these questions earlier and I forgot to write the name down for this and for that I really apologize, but somebody wrote me when starting out dating for a couple of months, do you think it's good to ask the exclusivity question early? I really want to avoid having the talk because I feel like it's awkward and I'm never 100% sure if that person is who I want to date early too, but would be pissed if they were seeing others. Makes sense? Makes more sense than any question I've ever asked.
Yes.
Because that's what our brains always think.
Yeah. How old is she?
I don't know. Because I feel really bad. I normally always remember to write down that it was just like a careless mistake on my part that I forgot to write down.
It doesn't matter your age, but
but that is tough. Like it doesn't matter because you want to ask because you don't want to get hurt. Even if you're not sure that you want to be exclusive, you just want to ask because you don't want to get hurt. And so it's like,
I think though, if you don't know, let it play out.
I think that's great advice.
I think the best thing to do when you don't know what to do is don't do anything and see what happens. But don't do anything dangerous. Meaning, don't do anything that would compromise yourself. Like, don't sleep with someone without a condom and all that shit. And like,
oh, yeah. Don't do anything stupid. Yeah. I agree with that. I just feel like it sounds so stupid to say this, mm-hmm. but to go along with whatever you're feeling.
Yeah.
That's what I've always done. Mm-hmm. In fact, I feel like I date sensitive guys. So we both like get there at the same time, but I'll be like, so we're together, right? And nobody else. I kind of just like break that out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to have like a weird talk. Like, am I your girlfriend?
Yeah.
I don't want to like it to be serious, but I'm just like, I really like you and I just want to be with just you.
Yeah.
So cool.
So you think say it?
If you're feeling it.
Yeah.
If you don't know, then don't say it. If you are also wondering in your head.
Yeah.
If you want to be exclusive, like if you have any doubt about being exclusive, then don't ask. Then just like keep going.
Yeah.
Don't say anything. But if you know that you want to be exclusive, I don't care about the whole games like, oh, men should do it first or men should say, I love you first.
I agree
or like
with
any
that.
Of that. I'm like, no, if I feel something or if I do it, I mean, it's always worked for me.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it too fast, but I would say it. Yeah. I would say it when you feel it's right. And then.
But sometimes even if you think it's too fast, that person might be thinking the same thing.
True. Good point.
And so then it's like, well, I just feel like if you live authentically. And you just like kind of just like go with your feelings and don't play games and are just like, this is how I feel about it. And
yeah,
you're.
I'm not saying play
or
games.
Or am I giving bad advice?
No, I think you're giving great advice.
I'm
not saying
sometimes
play games.
I feel like it might be smarter
to
play
games. No. I'm not saying play games, but I'm saying don't do it too soon if you don't sense it from the other person or if like you're just like trying to push it for yourself. Like you think like. All my friends are getting married or like, you know, all this stuff is happening. I think when you truly feel like we should probably be doing this only with each other or like hanging out.
Well, I mean, I feel that right away with, I mean, I'm joking.
What do you mean?
But at the same time, no, like when you go on a date with someone, granted, I don't even know what it's like to go on a date with somebody. I don't remember. But I feel like even when you go on a date, say when you're single and you go on a date with someone, you still are scared that even if you don't really like that person that much, and say you've gone on one or two dates, you're scared of seeing that person out with somebody else because then you just feel stupid and foolish. Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
And so then there's this like just wanting to protect yourself thing.
Yeah, but never date someone just because you want to protect yourself.
That's true.
You know?
I just say go with what you're feeling. I don't think there's any right answer because everybody's different. Because I've dated so many different types of people and I've said it too soon.
Yeah.
And then I said it too late. And then there are times where I said it soon where that person really was on the same page and said, oh my God, thank you for saying it first.
Don't you think though?
I don't know.
Don't you feel like you kind of know though? Like not that you know, but like if someone's like good or bad and if they're either going to say it or they're like so sweet, you have to like kind of do it for them. Meaning like.
That's what I feel like too. But then is that also us being delusional? Because I'm thinking back on people that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know that you. I literally have said, I'm like, I know that you love me. I'm like, you don't have to say it. Like, I know you do. And I feel like that was probably sounded psycho. Like, when I look at that, when I think back on that, I'm like.
Doesn't make you sound psycho.
That probably sounds psycho. No. But I'm like, but I knew that they just.
Yeah, but they did. It did. They weren't right.
Well, they weren't right. But everybody's raised differently and they're used to expressing love in different ways and expressing how they feel in different ways.
That's true.
And so it's like.
You and I were raised pretty arrogantly where we're like, our parents love us. Everyone loves us.
Right? Like, why don't you love. Right. I mean, everybody. I know you obviously love me. But
that's true.
I don't know.
Okay. What's the advice? Give it. How long? Well.
No, I'm not going to give a time limit because you can't put like a time limit on anything. Like, I just say like. Go with like what you're feeling. Unless you're drunk, then don't go with what you're feeling.
And frankly, it will all work out. Like no matter what age you are, like it will.
It'll work out the way it's supposed to.
Yeah.
Like if someone gets scared because you said something, that person wasn't.
Yeah. So big deal.
Yeah. That person wasn't on the same page and that person was probably never going to. That person wasn't the type of person that was ever going to be on the same. Like you guys are different. So don't worry about it. I mean. I feel like we just gave good advice. No, I thought that was good.
But it's true.
Right?
It all ends up working out.
Okay. You guys, this was supposed to be only a 30-minute podcast, and this was over an hour, and thank you for listening. And this is because Rachel's so fucking funny, and I'm just using her so that I don't have to do as much work.
Stassi's hilarious.
Because I'm just lazy.
And wants to live with ghosts.
And I want to live with ghosts. Okay. GoFundMe page where you can try and buy me my $2.75 million home. Follow Rachel No Brian on Twitter. What's what it's called?
R-A-C-H-A-E-L-N-O-B-R-I-E-N.
On Twitter and Instagram, right?
Yes.
It's the same thing.
I'm
Rachel,
no Stassi.
No Brian.
Well, but who can be?
Hey, listen. Follow me on Twitter. At Stassi.
S-T-A-S-S-I.
And please go.
Hashtag not chair.
Please go review my thing. I swear, like, my bosses will be, like, so much more happier with me all the time. So it'd make my life easier and give me less stress. And, like, maybe I wouldn't, like, break out with pimples all the time because of all my stress.
God,
so bye. Love you guys. Bye, Khaleesi.